The city of Champaign is deciding whether to appeal the judge's order that the city disclose electronic messages council members sent and received during meetings. The order suggests the messages should be open records under Illinois' Freedom of Information Act. The city believes it shouldn't have to demand its city council members turn over personal messages. Rachel Otwell reports.
Laura Hall is an attorney who represents Champaign. She says texts and other electronic communication sent between two council members during an open meeting should be private.
The public record has to be a communication that pertains to public business that's been used or received by or in the possession of or the control of the public body. And we argue that a communication sent to an individual council member is not the public body. They're an individual.
The Champaign News-Gazette had asked for text messages sent between city council members who use their personal phones during meetings. Don Craven is an attorney who represents the paper. He says the public has a right to know how decisions in government are made.
Voters are entitled to hear the deliberations, not just the decisions, but the deliberations of members of public bodies. Texts during city council meetings are the deliberations.
Champaign says it will appeal the court's decision. I'm Rachel Otwell.
A case against two apartment managers continues tomorrow as one of them is due to appear in court. Both landlords are accused of failing to maintain the Cherry Orchard Village apartments located outside of Rantoul. As Pam Dempsey reports, the case stems from a complaint filed by the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District.
Eduardo Ramos and his son Bernard were fined more than $50,000 last year after failing to follow a court order to close the property due to a broken septic system. Arrest warrants were issued for both men last year after they failed to appear in court for a status hearing on the property. Eduardo Ramos was arrested in Washington, D.C. in February and brought back to Champaign. Bernard Ramos was arrested there in April, but a D.C. judge released him for lack of paperwork from Champaign County. Public health official Jim Roberts says the Cherry Orchard complex remains vacant, and the Ramoses can comply with public health code by keeping it that way.
Another option would be is that if they had a licensed private sewage contractor hired, that they could come talk with us about how to repair any of the existing systems to be code compliant, or if they had to install a new system, they could contact us about what their proposal would be.
Warrants for Bernard Ramos are still in effect. Meanwhile, the Champaign County State's Attorney's Office declined a comment on this case. I'm Pam Dempsey, CU Citizen Access.
Urbana's City Council will take a final vote next week on a revised agreement for rehabbing an historic downtown hotel. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert has more.
Developer Zhao Jin Wan had originally hoped to reopen the Lincoln Hotel in November of last year. The revamp plans call for it to open no later than December 31st, but the hotel will likely open its doors late this summer. In last night's Committee of the Whole meeting, Urbana Council members agreed to advance Wan another $400,000 of the $800,000 the city planned to loan him before the Lincoln can open its doors. Wan is getting a total of just over $1 million, provided the hotel opens on time. He says more than 40 rooms on the second floor will be done soon, but the two upper floors and elevators have yet to be completed. Alderman Dennis Roberts is among those who have toured the hotel. He praised Wan for taking on a daunting project and says just because the Lincoln was under bad management in the past doesn't mean it can't have a rebirth that stimulates the downtown economy. Designed by architect Joseph Royer, the Lincoln opened in 1924, but it closed in March 2008. Wan has been working to rehab the facility since 2010. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is praising a new law that he says will help prosecute gang leaders. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn signed the measure on Monday. Emanuel says the new law is part of a community policing effort.
Because up until this point, we had a gaping hole in our effort to deal with gangs. People could hide behind the law. From now going forward, the law is going to target you.
Prosecutors have spoken out in favor of the legislation, saying it will help them go after high-ranking gang members. The governor's office says under the law, convicted gang members could face up to 30 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. The governor says there are nearly 100,000 street gang members in Chicago. Even as Republicans try to parlay Illinois voters' discontent into support, the party is facing some internal struggles. Some of that was evident this weekend at the state GOP convention in Tinley Park. Amanda Vinicky reports.
There's fiscal conservatism and then there's social conservatism. Lake County Republican Chairman Bob Cook says it's the latter that so often gets Illinois Republicans in trouble.
How does a Democrat win? It's very simple. They go into an area they want to win, and they get the fiscal conservatives fighting the social conservatives. We fight each other, people stay home, and we're not working together. So What we got to do is put those things aside.
Cook says his party is dysfunctional, and that's why it has had such a hard time succeeding in Illinois lately. Rich Williamson, whom the state party recently chose as its national committeeman, brushes off talk of a schism.
Healthy debates are good.
The GOP is in the minority in the state Senate and House, but it's hoping to improve its status in Springfield and in Congress in this fall's election. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A Northwest Indiana school district has told nearly 100 teachers they might be laid off as yet another of that state's large districts faces big staffing cuts. The Hammond teacher layoffs are in addition to the planned cuts of 80 support staffers and about 20 long-term substitute teachers. Hammond School Board President Deborah White tells the Times of Munster the district faces a budget deficit because of enrollment losses to charter schools and the state's private school voucher program. The 14,000-student district expects to save about $7.7 million with the job cuts and retirements that will reduce its teaching staff by more than 10%. The Gary schools have notified 170 teachers of layoffs. Indianapolis Public Schools might cut about 90 teachers. Plans to build a southern Illinois power plant that would convert coal to synthetic natural gas are cloudier now that state environmental officials have denied the developer's request for a construction permit. The Carbondale Southern Illinoisan reports the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency has turned down the permit request by Power Holdings LLC for a proposed plant near Waltonville in Jefferson County. The agency says the developers failed to provide required information about emissions and an air quality analysis. The project's backers have said it would create 1,500 construction jobs and 700 permanent positions, although the gas produced may be more expensive for customers. Critics worry the plant's emissions would harm the environment. Lawyers for three people accused of plotting to attack President Barack Obama's campaign headquarters in Chicago say the men will plead not guilty. The three, who were arrested days before last month's NATO summit, are appearing in court today. The case stands out because state, not federal, prosecutors are leading the prosecution. U.S. attorneys have taken the lead in the majority of terrorism cases nationwide since September 11, 2001. This is the first time Illinois has invoked anti-terrorism laws adopted after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. All three suspects have remained in jail since their arrests days before May's NATO summit. And Indiana University professor Eleanor Ostrom, the first woman to win a Nobel Prize in economics, has died at the age of 78. University spokesman Steve Hinnefeld says Ostrom died from cancer Tuesday morning at a Bloomington hospital. Ostrom shared the 2009 Nobel Prize for Economics with Oliver Williamson from the University of California, Berkeley. Both researchers were honored for analyzing the rules by which people exercise authority in companies and economic systems. Ostrom had been an Indiana University faculty member since 1965. In sports, the St. Louis Cardinals host the Chicago White Sox tonight at 7:15. The Cubs are at home against Detroit at 7:05. And in the National Hockey League, the Los Angeles Kings are hoisting their first Stanley Cup in their 45-year history. The Kings, the first eighth seed to win the Cup, routed the New Jersey Devils 6-1 to win the best-of-seven final in six games. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.